Hello and welcome to the Impact Dynamics Podcast.
I'm Andy Little.
I'm Plushy.
My name is Rusty. And joining us again, Sean, how are you?
I'm amazing.
Excellent. Tonight, Plushy, what are we talking about?
We're talking about what end of the rifle is the pointy one for Sydney.
Smash trick, mate.
Smash trick. Chemistry powder, bang.
I hope that's enough.
We need your vote.
Now we've caught up to where we are on the podcast.
Right, go on back.
Roll the outro. Hey, Andy, I'm not sure if you saw the memo, but we're all going to wear the same things again tonight when we came back for the episode, but you've changed your clothes.
Yeah, it was a last-minute decision. I didn't want to be like the same, wear the same clothes. Oh, I only wash my clothes once a month.
Hang on, I know how to do the Andy. It's really easy.
What are you doing, John?
Wow, you've done that Andy. Before.
Your microphone's behind you now.
Nuts, it's in my.
We have some follow-up from the last episode to get into before kick off too far into talking about, what's the Sydney match called again? King of the Hill.
The Hornady?
Yeah, I think so.
King of the Hill?
Yep.
Hornady, King of the Hill. Yes, correct.
There were some suggestions for your company name.
Oh, yes, bring them on.
So,
Hang on, wait. I've got to open up the business registration thing.
Okay, get onto it. Yeah, register the domain.
Because angryplushy.com is gone.
Well, I mean, it might be might be taken. I mean, you could do that. You could do Angry Plushy's targets.
Angry Plushy movies.
That's probably the leading candidate right now.
All right, well, let's see. Josh, do we have any in the comments from the last episode? You said there was one or two.
Hey, wait, I got to write these down. They could be good.
All right, there was emotional mark targets.
What?
Okay.
Yep.
Emotional mark targets.
Yeah. EMT.
EMT.
Right.
EMT.
Okay. EMT. There was the RRR, the Rangers Roaming Ringers.
It's not bad.
Yep.
It's probably.
So
I don't even think, just register.
I switched over to ChatGPT and he came up with Redhead Bullseye.
Redhead Bullseye.
Ginger Marksman Enterprises.
Oh, Ginger Marksman.
GMK. No, hang on.
GME.
Oh, that could be.
That might be registered. Moving target loser laps. I'll tell you the prompt in a second. Lock and load redhead. Red rider targets. Aimless red movers. Aimless like that red one. Redhead targets. Scarlet shooter solutions.
Oh, I like that one.
Bullseye ginger innovations. Redheaded target tracks.
What was that one?
Redheaded target tracks. I did put in the prompt. I need business names for a company that makes moving targets for off competitions. The guy that owns it is redheaded and a bit of a loser. So I asked for, can you make them more offensive? And it said, no, I can't do that. I'm like, can you make it cheekier? So this is what it thinks is cheekier. Ginger snap targets.
Yeah.
Fiery aim enterprises. Target tresses. Red Hot Marksmanship, Flaming Bullseye Company, Sizzling Shot Solutions, Blaze and Aim Moving Targets, which probably describes how people engage them, Crimson Crosshair Creations. There's your scope company name.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
I didn't fall over, but I'm fine.
Okay, good. Ginger Gunner Gadgets and Scarlet Sniper Systems. Shooting Scarlet. No. There's some suggestions. What are you doing, Josh?
What? My chair's uncomfy. You're supposed to ignore me. Gosh. We can edit around this.
We ignore you anyway, but why? What are you doing?
Good. All right. So, there's some good options in there for you, Plushy, to consider those. Yeah. Or you could just go with Angry Plushy Movers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably the leading option.
Probably is. Right.
Good. Now, we have another match coming up. But before we jump into that, one thing that we didn't discuss in the last episode, those week or two ago, whenever it was, but I've brought you all back here tonight to discuss this, Andy.
We could have at least changed seats.
Why? People like consistency, and most people listen to this and can't tell where we're sitting. So thanks for ruining
the theater. It's almost like we planned it this way so it would be the same.
Josh, sure. Why is your shirt? Sure. Anyway. was you guys... instigated squad mums, which is not a new concept, but it's a new concept to run in how you guys did it at that PRS level. Break it down for us.
Discuss. Yeah. So it is it's hard to get volunteers.
Sure.
Plus we're lucky enough to have two matches this year at Monado. So
it's okay. We don't have to both.
Yeah, we don't have to do the second
one. Sean's eyes got very big. When he said that.
So what we wanted to do was try and work out a way to need less volunteers, but also make the volunteering experience more enjoyable for them.
Mm.
So what we've always had: stage officer, scorer, and a couple of spotters on a stage. So, you know, four volunteers, we needed like 35 people or something on one day. So what we thought of is, hang on, can we lock the scorer in to travel with the squad?
Mm-hmm.
So then you only need four, potentially five people.
Yep.
And if we're going to do that, can that person then manage that squad? If they're going to travel with it, build up a bit of rapport, get to know the shooters, shooters get to know them.
Yep.
And, you know, as match directors, we can use those guys to help just keep that squad moving along. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep your match timings right and whatever. So we picked some people with all our volunteer lists. We managed to go through, plus you know, I sort of went through and went, hang on, who would really benefit from, who'd be good at it, but who could also benefit from that, from watching how all those national top level shooters attack every stage. So they got to watch their squad shoot every single stage.
Mm.
And the feedback we got from guys that did it was, yeah, like it was amazing. They loved it.
Yep.
We had people that threatened to get in the car and go home if they were made a stage officer for the whole weekend. Come out and
you say,
that
one
was,
person
that was enjoyable. People. And then, I mean, I don't know who that guy is, but in case you're wondering. but he even said that was enjoyable and I would do that again.
Yep. Mm.
That's somebody that can't stand standing
around. What'd you say?
Yeah.
Do we have to edit that bit?
Yeah. Can't. Yeah, he can't stand standing around doing the same thing all day.
Mm. Yeah.
I would do that again. That was the swing that we found.
Yep.
So you guys had your four or five stage officers who ran the stage, which that's really important for consistency.
Yeah,
we can't rotate those guys.
No, and that's really, but they're always busy. They're always, you know, and they get, you know, more refined on it. I enjoy running a stage like that.
Yep.
It's the spotting, which often gets shelved out to the shooters, but it's the guys who are scoring or just sort of helping out. When you told me about the idea, I was like, that's a really, you know, really smart way of doing it, because they get to become part of the squad.
Yeah.
So they get all the social engagement and the fun. And because if you're sitting on there on a stage, you just got people coming through, you press the buttons, get them to press approve, and then move on to the next one. And you get to know your squad team, your RO team, but that's about it.
Yeah, they also became like a mini stage officer in a sense as well. They were able to help with those little things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Worked out really well. We learned some things about, I mean, everybody did a good job, but we learned some things about the types of personality that did a great job, mm-hmm. which is really good, which we can put into action next time we do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's something we had a quick discussion. We'll try and knock together a bit of documentation or something that we can give to the other match directors and go, this is what we found, this is what worked.
Yep.
So we used we, you meant I.
Yep.
We.
Well, it depends. Did it work or was it?
I've seen you type and I'll type and you talk.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. So you're doing the transcript for this show, is it?
Yeah, Josh, thanks.
Yeah.
What?
AI, yeah.
Hang on, he still owes us half a day. He can do it.
It's going to take more than half a day.
Yeah. But it just worked really well. We sort of used the squads spotting. We have used that a little bit before, but it gets a bit jumbled up, and it seems to be the same three or four people that do it.
Yep.
We didn't want that to happen.
Yep.
So that was one of the squad mums, you know, major goals. We had a board, everyone's names on it, there's a little marker. And yeah, you watched how some guys attacked it, started at the start, you know, first two stages they got the whip out, and then the squads were into it. They all did really well. Mm. So
We're good.
Are we good?
Just been talking about somebody that tried to call me.
Oh, okay. Did they try to call you because you talked about them?
I'm not sure if they were watching the live feed or not.
Very good.
Nameless. Oh, cool. We did something else that worked really well. We didn't talk about.
Okay.
1 minute.
Do I have to wait 1 minute for you to tell us?
Yeah, basically.
Andy, what have you been up to?
Yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm lost. Is it 2 inches, 3 inches?
It's 2.5 inches.
It's 2.5.
You got to
jiggle. Sometimes gross.
Yeah.
Okay. If you jiggle it enough, it grows to 3.
Okay.
So
sounds legit.
No,
one minute.
It's got to go in and out a few times, and
that's 3 inches.
No, we also did. We laid it out at the stage brief on Saturday, and we said this is the dispute process.
Ah, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So, and we laid it out that the only person that can dispute the process is the shooter.
Yep.
So if the shooter gets up off the stage and the people in the background, the peanut gallery as we call them, were like, oh, they got extra hits and they didn't call it. No. The only person that can advocate for themselves is the shooter. If they're happy with their score, they get their score.
Yes.
If they're not happy with their score, they say to the stage officer, I think I got whatever target, you know, as it is. And then the stage officer is like, cool, okay, thank you. Spotters, come here, please. Yeah. Squad mum, come here because you've got the score. Shooter, come here. Everybody else, just step back for a minute.
Yep.
And they gave all of the people that were involved a chance to talk.
Mm.
And then they made a determination of what happened. could be reshoot, could be a point awarded, could be no points awarded, depending on what happened.
Yep.
And then there was a couple of instances where we happened to be nearby, I think.
Yeah, we just happened to be up there.
Called on the radio and come over. And that is exactly how the process played out.
Excellent.
Yeah, great.
Which I think actually made its way into video. So I reckon that might might well come out as a, this is how you successfully navigate a dispute.
Hmm.
Yeah. Everybody got to have their say. And we didn't even need the guys in the back that had actually seen also what was going on. When we talked to the spotters, they were both like, we thought it was an impact and we were a bit slow and we had to keep going. And, you know, they were a bit unsure. And they're like, no, we both actually think that he got the impact and then got a partial reshoot for the last shot.
Hmm.
And then hit it, which is even better.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
As it should be. Yeah.
And it was a shooter that normally doesn't, you know, he's not very loud. He's not outspoken. He almost feels bad asking for it. But, this is the process.
Yep.
We spent a lot of time trying to work out this process, and it worked perfectly. So, yeah, you know, you don't have 17 people trying to have their input.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you can just get it sorted. So, yeah.
That's the way to do it. Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of disputing
that
matches.
That was 2 minutes, sorry.
New record.
First time apologising for taking longer than you should have. Righto.
It's not my first time.
We could discuss that, but we won't.
Different podcast, Sean. Different podcast.
Maybe.
That's the after show. The next match coming up, back to Hilltop with Precision Rifle New South Wales for the King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
All three of you shooting it? Yep. All three of you attending to shoot it?
We'll be there.
I'm gonna turn my focus to thinking about shooting that match tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry, I've got nothing constructive.
Come back tomorrow.
About this. Yeah, okay. I might think about prepping some brass and
next
doing
week.
Some load dev and figuring out what barrel's going to go on my gun. And
okay. I'm at the point where I'm going to ask Andy for loading advice.
You lost faith in yourself, Sean.
I
wouldn't listen to me either.
Like, do you want your projectiles to reach the target or not?
Wow, yeah.
It's okay, I've got a new barrel.
Right. Well, gents, you all often finish in the top 10. Andy regularly sixth. So, what are you doing? We are a few weeks out as we record this. How are we? 3 weeks out? 2 weeks out? Just nods.
I changed all of my equipment.
Right. Yep. Take us through it, Plushy. You've done the most changes. That's
right. Well, I mean,
tell us what you can.
Yep.
For this match, I've got a different chassis.
Yep. What are you running now?
MPA.
What chassis are you running, Plushy?
An MPA, Matrix Pro.
Good man.
And who owns that chassis currently?
Mystery.
Don't know.
Mystery.
Yeah, who hasn't paid for that chassis yet?
That's also a mystery.
Don't know about that.
Go and sit with Josh.
I can't pay with the fridge, all right? Yeah, come on. What do you want? Yeah. I haven't changed barrels.
Full payment.
I haven't changed barrels because why would you change this one?
Yep.
I am going to have a different optic on there. We haven't quite settled on what one that's going to be yet.
Lots of mystery.
There's some things in the background.
Yeah.
So
stickers.
It could be one or it could be another.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's going to be one, but I don't know if it's going to be here yet.
Okay.
What else have I changed? Help me.
What calibre are you shooting?
I don't know. It's going to be a 6 GT or a 25 Creed. I'm not sure.
Really thought this one through.
We asked the right person.
Having said that.
Sean, are you using any equipment you know what it is?
I know what it is. I don't know how to use it. I don't remember.
No, that's not what I asked.
obviously running an MPA Matrix Pro chassis.
Yep.
I'm running an Impact Action. I've got a Bartlin 2547 spun up, loophole Mark V on top of it, MPA brake. I've got as far as fireforming brass. That's all I've done so far.
Killer.
So,
we should go back. I fireformed some brass when we were practicing.
We're done with you.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Cool. So I screwed a new barrel on. I got two 25 Creed barrels.
You're running 25 Creed. You're on a 2547.
Mm.
Okay, cool.
Well, maybe I'm not run something else. I'm not sure yet.
You have in your collection a 25 Creed.
Yeah, so I put 150 rounds on the first 25 Creed barrel. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to shoot practicing stages and just fire for my brass.
Yep.
So I did a one-shot clean and three-shots clean and sent some at 500 metres to work out where it was going because I couldn't
see. On core flute or actual target?
Dirt.
Okay.
He hit the berm. It was impressive. The berm.
And then I adjusted and zeroed the rifle at 100 metres and proceeded to clean the next, I think, four stages
shot. Okay.
Yep. With zero load depth, with a load that was kind of okay in the other barrel. And that barrel is a laser beam and it is coming off and is going to World Championships.
Okay, saving that one.
Flat out laser beam, yes.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, we haven't even gotten into that, have we? Yeah.
That's the 25 Creed.
Yep. Very good. Very nice. Andy, what are you running?
So I haven't changed a whole yet? Lot.
Okay, no. All right, cool. It's a sensible conversation point.
Yeah, I haven't changed much at all. Still running Carlos Scope. Mm-hmm. What was it, 525 DLR?
Yep.
Same Envy Pro XLR chassis, same ticker action. I've just changed up to a 6BRA. So
okay.
Changed up or changed down?
Changed down, really, I guess. Same.
Just changed.
Size.
And then you're still trying to run back to creed velocities.
Yeah, still trying to push it hard. But no, nah, so I just got a bit more load dev and testing to do on that. But yeah, much of the same for myself.
Okay.
Don't want to change everything just before a match and hope for the best.
Does that not work?
Well, look, I've tried doing load dev just before a match and it didn't work. You just go back to where you started. So, yeah.
Hey, how'd that match work out for you?
All right, I think.
It did.
Yeah.
Oh, he beat me by one.
I remember that match. I don't want to talk about that match.
Okay, which match was that?
Canberra last year.
Gotcha.
So not much has changed for myself. I was, plod along, keep it simple.
Cool. All right. So, boys, are we been practicing shooting for it, or we not?
We've been practicing writing stages.
Yeah, you guys have been practicing the stages you have written.
I reckon we're going to be good at writing stages for Sydney.
Okay, great. That'll be useful.
They need our help.
Yeah. Is there like a stage where you like choose your own adventure and you just like, okay, guys, write your own stage and then go and shoot.
We talked about this concept for a match.
Yeah,
like maybe we'd make a good PRS match, but the concept being there's six squads. And at the start of the day, six squads get to choose their own stage. There's targets down there. You tell me what you're doing. And then when they rotate, they shoot everybody else's stage.
We've talked about that club match, haven't we?
We've seen people do that anyway. You give them a stage and they still do whatever they want.
That is not what we said That is how PRS worked last year and the year before. The first squads negotiated to the stage to the one they thought they could shoot.
Yeah.
And then everyone else got to run it.
And then proceeded to work out, no, they couldn't. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, okay, choose your own adventure. Yeah, mm-hmm. we've done a similar thing. I remember a particular match where I rang the match director, Caliwell, 3 minutes before the match was meant to start, and said, "Hey, man, what's happening today?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm on my way down." I'm like, "Yeah, you realize the match starts at like 1 o'clock?" He's like, "Oh," I'm like, "It has for the last like year and a half. The company been running anyway." And so I'm like, "All right, well." I don't know if you were there, Plushy, but it was like, "Plushy, you're out of stage. Andy, you're out of stage. Sean, you're out of stage. Josh, no." And
Josh wasn't born yet.
And even then, he wouldn't have been there anyway. He still would have been coming.
On his way.
Interesting choice of words.
And then.
Thank you.
Then we, 2 minutes? 1 minute. All right. And then we proceeded to basically do that. You run that with your squad and then tell each other what the stages were and go off and do it. And it worked all right.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that? You may not have been there.
I may have been there, but I don't remember.
Yeah. It was a good stage, obviously. Rememberable. Yeah.
Rememberable.
Nice. Yeah. ChatGPT told me it was a word.
Cool.
Damn. So what else did we work out today that now nobody is driving?
Oh, you guys all flying.
All flying. Well, I guess I'll have to be everyone's mule again.
Oh, you're going
to
be the gun mule, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're good at that, Sean.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not flying. I don't get on planes with guns. No way. No,
you're on planes. Okay. Yeah, but is that because you're not allowed or you don't want to?
No, I managed to talk my way out of it, but I just don't want to take the risk.
Fair enough. Yeah. I don't think it was the gun that was the problem.
Yeah, so I worked out yesterday, I think, that I had to be home for something at work on Monday afternoons. I'm like, I'm not driving now. I'm flying.
Mm.
And then just like one after the other. Well, I'm flying now because Flush is flying. And now there's only two people driving, not like six.
Sheep. You're all just sheep.
Airborne sheep, though.
Flush is doing.
Airborne sheep.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you guys have preference, flying or driving or match, Andy?
I think I'd prefer to drive if I've got the time. So I'm flying this time just because, tight on time and work.
Is it just
things.
Amount of gear you can take or is it?
Yeah, and I think I'm consciously trying to think about the stuff like what my kit is going to be for America. So sort of process of flying to the next couple of matches will really hone down on the gear that are like the must-haves.
Yep.
But, there's nothing better than sitting in a car with some good friends for 13 hours talking about shit you should buy. So,
what do you mean? You spend like 8 hours of that 16 hours on Insta.
Or
doing
asleep.
Your
or asleep or figuring out what I should buy. Yeah. So, they're good times. There are pros and cons to both. You get to have a sleep while someone else drives. Or
is that about reloading book on your way?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a shooting book as well, how to shoot.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure.
I just watch the videos on YouTube, so I'm a pro.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
I'm halfway through a good book that I've been halfway through since before finale last year.
What book is that?
I think it's With Winning in Mind by Lenny Basham.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
It's about mental preparation for a match rather than anything else.
The first half is, at least.
Well, I don't know about the second half because I haven't read that yet.
See what happens in that
half. The first half is for the mental preparation of the second half.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I usually just wait for the movies to come out.
I think there's a movie on this one.
Oh, okay.
Josh, get on to that.
Audio book?
All right, we'll make something.
Is there an audio book?
I think there is actually, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, that's a good way to soak up a 45-minute drive to work and back a day.
What, reading a book?
No, an audio book.
Listening to a book.
Audio book. Don't read, mate.
You're Sparky, you can't read.
I can understand drawings all right.
It's crayon.
As long as you colour them in, yeah.
Red, white, blue. The white's hard to read on paper, though. Black's the best.
Good. I'm glad we've had that.
Neutrals everywhere.
So let's get into the range. You guys have all shot on the New South Wales range, or at least attempted to. How many times have you shot there? A couple of times?
I think three times.
Three times. What do you like about it? What's challenging about that particular range, and what sort of stages do you end up seeing?
The facilities are probably second to none in the country.
Yep.
It is incredible. It's an incredible firing line and, you know, just the general shooter facilities are really good. Gentlemanly 10 o'clock start. How good's that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very best nice. Match of the year.
Yeah. And you're still late, aren't you?
Still late?
No, hang on a minute. Josh, I still rock up at 11.
Won't that be like your mid-afternoon nap time now?
It would be, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to complain like everyone else normally does.
Yeah.
No, it is nice creating like a bacon egg roll and getting coffee before.
We did that last year. I think we went out for like a cafe breakfast.
Yeah.
Full, real
nice.
The whole nine yards, yeah.
Thanks for Dave.
Being the elite athletes who are. Bacon eggs for breakfast, yeah. I'll do
it. Oh, this high-performance athlete.
Well, hang on. First Australian, second Australian for the match.
Oh, yeah. How'd you go? No one.
Talking about that.
You're right. Anyway, so tell us more about the range, Plushy.
Let's hope it's sunny is all I'm going to say.
Yep.
Because I've shot there three times and it's been wet and miserable two times.
Mm.
And those times I haven't been able to see the targets because they've got this lovely blue metal in the berm that the grey targets blend in with perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the finale, sun was out and it was much easier to see targets and I hit them this time.
Hey,
good. So I'm hoping
I heard you didn't drop one for most of the day. From what you told Andy? That's
correct. I mean, Andy spent more time finding out how many points I dropped than working out how many shots he should take.
Should have taken, or a stage brief. Yeah.
Yeah, so that worked out. Yeah, I heard that worked out well for Andy.
Yeah, that last stage.
So some revenge coming at the match, right?
This will be a bit of a, I guess, not a warm-up, but, you know, got to get my head back into gear. I haven't really...
I'm planning on peaking at the end of the year. That's what I'm working towards.
So
I thought September might have been a good time to peak.
That's end of the year.
Okay. Haven't heard of December before.
Mid-year.
We don't shoot in December. We don't do finales in December. Oh, they're in October.
It's club.
Close.
A club one.
I don't care about that.
Oh, he says that now. We'll have that.
And we'll play it back in November.
I only won one of them last year. I was a bit annoyed. Very disappointed in myself, so I don't want to talk about it.
Do you know where I got on?
Now I understand why you want a mover at the club. Right.
I feel that practice I get to do my mover at home. Yeah.
It's going to be even better when you don't win this year and we get to play that clip.
Well, what if I do?
I'll still play that clip.
I always do really well at club matches.
When you show up.
I got six again.
Out of seven people?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good. I'm trying to draw some more information about what sort of matches do you normally see there?
Technical matches.
Why is that?
They're well thought out generally. Mm-hmm. Barricades, pretty good.
Yeah, the improvement we've seen in the barricade from their initial match to, you know, their season match last year in the finale has been exponential. They've really worked hard. They've built some good barricades. They've got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I will say, like, you know, with no bias whatsoever, until the match that was just run, they were probably some of the best barricades in the country.
Yeah.
Yep.
No longer.
Yep.
But no longer. To be fair, they can't do what you can exactly. achieve at Monado. Yeah. So mute him, Josh, mute him.
For the rest of the episode? We covered this one. I've got more buttons.
For a temporary facility, they have to pack everything up and take it offside. Well,
everything has to fit in a trailer or a container. They've got it hard.
They do an extremely good job. I did that.
Yeah, last year. Don't recommend.
Yeah. Hard work.
I heard you had such a good time.
Who, what, when?
Last year, you had such a good time. You look so happy all the time.
Well, that's because you rocked up when you said you would. That's why. I enjoyed it.
So I was getting paid.
In June, yeah.
Good. So are you hoping for more of the same this match, Sean?
It'd be interesting. So it's a couple of new match directors this year. So, yeah, like Plush said, it's normally a challenging course of fire. They're a little bit technical. There'll be some patterns and, some target sequencing stuff. And probably not huge targets. There'll be some spicy stuff out there. So, I'm pretty keen to see what they come up with. It should be good.
Yeah, you get a lot of near-fire stuff there because you can't shoot across the range much. Mm. You have to keep it pretty straight up the line.
Yep. Okay. Very good. Andy?
No, it's just a good place. Yeah. they've covered it all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Well, no mover this year, I heard.
No mover?
No mover.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
That's what you've heard. All right. Mm. Is that because you haven't been asked to take a mover?
It's because I can't afford the fuel.
Because you have to fly.
Hang on, didn't we pay for half the fuel last time?
No.
Well, it's a good thing I haven't been practicing that. Yeah.
Very good.
Me either.
Gentlemen, we might get into some predictions for this particular match. So as we covered off in the last episode, we are assigning points. So we're going to pick our top three, not necessarily in order, but we are going to nominate who we think might win. And from that nomination, if you get anyone in the top three right, in any particular order, you get a point. If you pick the winner, you get 2 points for that particular position. And then if you pick all three in the correct order, you end up with 6 points. So, now, we don't know who's going, do we?
I don't have the list, so
we're going to have to take some guesses, and perhaps maybe should we have a couple of substitutes in case some people don't arrive. But we pick up primary three with maybe a couple of others.
Got all the headshots available, so I can remember.
No, Andy, I don't.
We're not allowed to do that, buddy.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
You need to make a class book of 24.
Yeah, I do. I'm good with faces. I'm sorry, guys. It's not names.
What about T-shirts?
Excellent with T-shirts.
He's great with T-shirts, yeah. Knows how to put them on the
right way. I haven't washed this since last week, or was it the week before?
You can wash. Yeah.
It's Kitpo. Kitpo is... No. Oh, it's upside down, sorry.
Right, isn't that one of the companies that owns your sponsor?
Swarovski.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mute you before you get in trouble.
Righto, Plushy, have you got anyone in mind? You can nominate yourself, by the way.
Oh, why would I do that?
No, I just said you can. You have the option to.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't recommend. But
I mean, you think you're going to every match to be able to win it, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to say me.
Okay.
It'd be hard to go past Lucas after how he was shooting last match.
Okay. Lucas. Yeah.
Is that
your first place?
Sure.
Okay. And Sean, you may as well have a go at this as well. Who do you think is going to win the match?
I reckon I'm going to go with Dan Hennessy.
Dan Hennessy, yeah.
That's his local, isn't it?
Range. Yeah. He's been shooting well.
That's a pretty sensible sensible choice. And Andy, what about you?
I know Collie's coming over.
Oh, yeah, the inside information didn't share.
He didn't share that earlier, did he?
You guys knew he was coming over.
Sorry, Collie, no bed for you.
I think he's shot there a couple of times before and done reasonably well.
What about Finale?
I might go Collie.
Collie, okay. Josh, what about you? First place?
See, I'm torn because they're all really good options.
It's going to be a tough match.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Collie as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. That's...
What about you, Rusty?
I've written Andy on this list twice. I'm good with names. Like, two people...
Is Andy going to win it twice?
You two should work together if you're good with names and he's good with faces.
Yeah.
Dream team.
There you go.
Don't recognise him, though. all right. I'm just wondering if I pick anyone here.
Why did you look at me?
Because I'm like, is this a crazy suggestion? Is this a crazy suggestion? I will back. Do you know what? I'm going to back Aaron again.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm going to back Aaron again. Because if I keep picking on him, eventually he's going to come.
Fair enough.
He's yeah, I think he's shaking the cobwebs off, if I could speak. So, may as well. Let's stick with him. All right, Josh, what's his second position?
Second, I'm going to go Dan.
Dan.
Yep. I can, yeah, being home range, I think he's definitely going to podium.
Gotcha. Sean, what about you, mate?
I'm going to put Collie in there.
Collie. And Andy?
I reckon Ash might pick it up.
Oh, there we go.
I reckon he might bounce back.
Nice. Plushy, who have you got in your mix?
Blacker shot pretty good.
Is that his home range as well?
No, he's in Canberra. Victoria, mate. Don't talk about him. Mexican.
Wait, hang on. Who are we talking about?
No, not Steve Blackers.
Oh, okay.
No, Michael Blackman.
Ben, okay. No problems.
Sorry, Steve, you can also shoot. I just don't think you can second. You shoot very well. You shoot very, very well.
Right, we might get a third nomination. Just
you're in my next spot. Yeah.
Did someone else choose Dan for second? Yes, they did. Two people did. All right, well, one person. I'm going to throw Dan in for my third. Not because I don't like you, Dan, just because I want to be different to the other guys in the room. Is Guy shooting this one? No, it's probably not.
I don't think so.
Not sure.
I don't know. Like, Guy's not my wife anymore. Plus, she is now.
Oh, okay. You've moved on.
Okay. The divorce was messy.
sounds harsh. Is there anyone I've kind of want to say maybe James Head, but no, I think I'll move on.
For what position?
You guys have chosen. I'm gonna put Dan in there for second as well. May as well. I think you're at that home range. Benefit will be in there.
Yep.
Righto, Sean, who's in our third position, mate?
I'm going to put Joel in there.
Joel, there we go. Yeah.
He'll bounce back.
I think it'll be a match that'll suit Joel too.
Nicely done. Plushy, who's your third?
One Andy Little.
Andy. Little. Oh, yeah, there's people in the room.
Yeah, there's people in the room that are also competing, right. if you hadn't noticed.
Josh.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not backing myself because I know how much practice I'm going to not do.
I'm not going back and looking at the top scores from last year.
Andy, what about you? Who are you picking?
I was actually going to back myself, but Plushy's right, already
Andy.
Done it.
No, you're done. Okay.
Andy.
Is Crispy back?
Not sure.
No, we're doing this all blind. We don't know who's actually going to be at the match.
It's really rough. Did you register, Andy?
Yes.
Tick. Right.
Cool.
I'm going to back Joel for the third as well. You're worried.
You scared me for a second.
I'm going to throw Plush in.
I don't do third.
it's either like, what, well, second, first, or eighth.
Or nothing. 30 seconds.
Very good. All right, guys, you get one substitute name in there. Give us one substitute name. Finish any position just in case. One of those. This is only if one of the people that you've chosen in your top three doesn't rock up to the match, so because we're not entirely sure if everyone is shooting. So, Andy, who's your, if you can remember any more name? You've done three already. That's pretty impressive. One of them was my own.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Joel.
Joel, okay, yeah, think, cool. Yeah. Sean?
I'll put Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas is your gold, not golden child, wild card. That's the word I'm looking for. Okay, sure. Plushy, what's your name?
Oh, I'm torn. Ash or
Torn's
Kai?
Not shooting.
Yeah, torn. Right. Ash.
Ash. Ash it is. Josh.
I'm going to go Lucas.
Lucas. I think that's I'm going to do the same. It's three of us on. Is that three of us on Lucas for the wild card? Sorry,
I think
Lucas.
Take mine out of third.
Take yours out of third.
Yeah, put Lucas in. I think he's still going to do well.
Oh, you're taking yourself out of third.
Yeah, I know how much practice I'm going to do. Oh. Not much.
Well, then you're going to be my.
The less you practice, the better you do.
Good.
I could donate a kidney.
Now, what we'd love
how
to
much,
see.
Hang on, how much practice are you going to do on Friday?
A lot.
Right, put him back.
Andy for second.
Oh, range opens at midday, doesn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, I'm arriving 11:30, so I should be there. Okay. Straight into it.
Well, yeah, guys, if you're watching this before the shoot, not afterwards, because that would be cheating, chuck in the comments who you think. Who's your top three? We'll do this collectively. So put that in there, and let's see what you guys nominate. And we'll tune in next episode to see
how wrong we are.
How do you tune into a podcast?
How do you tune into it? You
press a button.
Because the next episode will be live streamed.
Yeah.
You could tune into it. Yeah, yeah. With a tuner.
Ah, smelly.
is that because you haven't washed your shirt for 3 weeks?
Yeah, that.
All right. Well, good luck in Sydney, everyone, and we'll see you in the next show.
Bye.
Bye.